Sam Crowley, welcome back to the 10 lessons I learned when quitting my job 10 years ago. Here it is, lesson number 4. Fear is real. Fear is real. Remember people use the acronym? Fear stands for false evidence appearing real. No, fear is real. I mean, you can be afraid. I'm afraid of certain things. I mean, you know, if I'm in a walk into a backyard and it's like 16 by 20, really small yard, and there's three Rottweilers frothing at the mouth that haven't eaten in 3 weeks, I'm going to be afraid. That's real to me. I can't say to the Rottweiler, Fido, let me tell you something, buddy. I know you broke the fence. Actually, I know you chewed your way through the fence, and I know you're looking at me like dinner, and if you could just put barbecue sauce on my leg, it would make it the perfect treat for you. But this isn't real, dude. I'm looking at you salivating while you're looking at me, and I'm not feeling it. So, bye-bye. Yeah, no, I'm feeling it. And I felt it when I quit my job. But here's the thing. Fear is real, but it has various levels. Kind of like the Homeland Security. You know how you got the various warnings? The Homeland Security level is orange. Orange today, like when you walk through the airport. And that's different levels of fear. I don't know what the different colors are. I haven't, you know, probably I could have done maybe 2 seconds of research and a really good podcast and talked about terror levels versus fear and how it equates to be an entrepreneur. But let me just put it to you this way, okay? Most of what you fear will never happen. It just won't. Like Mark Twain said, I've known a great many fears most in my life, most of which have never happened. That's true. And so there's various levels. Like, for example, when I quit my job, I feared that I was going to go broke. And I think that was a self-fulfilling prophecy. Had I did it in hindsight, I would have focused more on prosperity and success versus the fear of losing everything. Because what happened? When I quit, I lost everything. I mean, I fulfilled that prophecy. And had I not focused so much on losing, I could have been able to clear my mind and focus more on gaining. And then I finally got my head straight the second time around. I said, all right, I'm going to create this Everyday Saturday brand. I'm going to speak on stages, and I would envision myself. I read John Astroff's book, The Street Kid, and I'm paraphrasing, but I know the vision board. You've probably heard his story as well, that John had a vision board, and he moved to California, moved into his dream home. He pulled out his vision board from Indiana when he was living there, and it was tucked away forever, and it was the house that he used to put on his dream board all the time and look at it and visualize. That's the house he moved into in San Diego. And that's another guy I've shared a stage with, John Astroff. Man, I'm name dropping today. But I'm doing this to encourage you. I can't believe it, man. I got to pinch myself that this is the way life ended up. But 10 years ago, it sucked. I mean, I couldn't have been in a worse place. But the fear, there's so many fears that we have that they're not worth worrying about. You know, what are some of the most pettiest fears? My boss doesn't like me. This person talks about me. The bank won't give me a loan. I might as well not even apply for a loan anyway because I'm not going to get it. I may as well not even go look at a website design because I won't get it. So many of this stuff, so much of this stuff you think about, and it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy because rather than think about, you know what, all I got to do is go to Namecheap, to Bluehost.com, GoDaddy.com, any of these domain name registrars, buy a domain name I want, set up a WordPress site, which is fine on a cPanel, on a server. And I know this might be some geek speak for you guys, but it's so easy to do. If you don't, just go to, God, I think it's everydayisaturday.com/hosting. everydayisaturday.com/hosting. I've got 2 very short videos, like 3 minutes each, that'll show you how to set up your own WordPress site. You know, hit me up on Twitter if you want that link again, if you're driving in the car, at Sam Crowley. And, you know, that type of fear, it takes people out of the game. They just think, oh, it's not going to happen. If you keep saying it's not going to happen, then it's not going to happen. The lesson I learned when I quit my job is everything I feared, most of which was so small, you know, it was just so minute, it wasn't even worth the energy I was giving it. And then the big fear of failure, that was my biggest fear that I was going to fail. It happened because I kept talking about it. The second time around, I gave it no mental recognition, and I focused on building my brand. I focused on speaking and creating content. Yeah, the bills piled up. They always piled up on me. Always in the corner, I'd look at my bills, but I wouldn't focus on my bills. I would just, you know, put them in a hat, pick one that needed to be paid, usually one that was going to get shut off, electric or, you know, the water or something like that. The mortgage was always a good one that could get paid. And I wouldn't worry about the rest because I'd figure out a way to pay them, you know, when I created my product and sold it. So lesson number four, fear is real. But there are various levels. Don't let it suffocate you. Don't give mental recognition to the small things because most of what you're going to run into on your entrepreneurial journey is small. Are you with me? This is awesome, isn't it? So far, we're almost halfway through. Next one is lesson number five, and it's got to do with the big S word, S as in Sam. See you on the next show.